pressure on schools to bring kids back to the classroom.
And President Biden warns of 500,000 COVID deaths by next month. He says help is on the way.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
WTOP at 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden putting pen to paper, just signing 10 executive orders at the White House as part of his strategy to combat COVID-19.
One order ramps up production of masks, gloves, and syringes. Another requires masks in interstate travel.
Like on trains, planes, and buses.
Calling the previous administration's vaccine rollout a dismal failure, President Biden aims for 100 million doses to be administered in 100 days. But with a million shots now being given a day, the U.S. appears to be on track to hit that target. So Mr. Biden was asked why his goal isn't higher.
Come on, give me a break, man.
He called 100 million doses a good start. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
The new rate of daily new COVID cases in some parts of the U.S. is dropping. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The number of daily deaths remains high, but there is encouraging news as far as the number of new COVID cases. Officials at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation say the number of new cases nationwide is slowly dropping. There's also a slight dip nationwide in the number of hospitalized patients. That won't do much to help certain areas that are still overwhelmed, and there could be yet another surge. But this does offer a glimmer of hope.
This just in, multiple GOP sources tell CBS News Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to present a proposal to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to delay the start of former President Trump's impeachment trial until February. This would give impeachment managers and Mr. Trump's defense at least 1 week to prepare. A top House Democrat is demanding an investigation into the social network Parler, long favored by conservatives. Our Steve Dorsey's in Washington.
House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney is asking the FBI to investigate the role Parler played in the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, the New York Democrat called for robust scrutiny of the app championed by conservatives. Some of its users have been charged with taking part in the riots, she wrote. The app was forced offline after Amazon turned off its hosting services for it.
Last night's jackpot-winning Powerball ticket worth $731 million was sold at the Coney Market convenience store in Allegheny County, Maryland. Richard Ransoncroft owns the store and will get $100,000 for selling the ticket.
I'm going to pay my taxes. That's the first thing. And then I'm going to distribute some of it to the employees and spread out over 11 people. And then I'm going to renovate my kitchen.
The Dow closed down 12, NASDAQ up 74. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Hello, it is 4:03. Thanks for driving along with us on this pretty Thursday, January the 21st, 54 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story is the breaking news story of the afternoon. Maryland's governor wants every school district that isn't already to start offering at least some in-person classes. And he wants it done very quickly. Let's go to WTOP's Michelle Bash.
Governor Larry Hogan says the switch to virtual learning prompted by the pandemic has led to terrible learning loss. So
we are urgently calling on all county school systems to immediately make every effort to return to hybrid in-person instruction no later than March 1, if not sooner.
Maryland Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Jinlin Chan.
There is little evidence that school reopening is a major driver of overall community spread.
Governor Hogan says he can't order school boards to reopen schools, but he will do everything he legally can to make it happen. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
And in other news this evening, we are talking about, Sean.
Well, okay, the nation's capital is saying goodbye to most of the 21,000 National Guard troops who came in to help local law enforcement. However, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city's National Guard will stay activated until January 30th.
I've directed Director Rodriguez and his team to begin working with our partners on a enhanced posture to deal with the threat of white extremism and any other threat to our city.
She says the city is evaluating federal intelligence and might decide to beef up security because of those ongoing threats.
Many commuters can start getting back to their regular routes after that traffic tangling nightmare from earlier in the week. Metro just reopened 7 more stations that were closed for the inauguration. Archives, Arlington Cemetery, Capitol South, Federal Center Southwest, Federal Triangle, Judiciary Square, and Smithsonian. They're all taking passengers again, as are Gallery Place and Union Station. Bridges in the district are also open, though many streets will remain closed a while longer. You can see everything you need to know at WTOP.com.
And some more good news here. Beginning tomorrow morning, D.C. restaurants can start indoor dining again at 25% capacity. However, museums and libraries are still closed. Swimming reservations are still required at D.C. pools. The city is watching a ballooning number of new coronavirus infections, and it's creating so much demand for vaccines the federal government has been unable to keep up. But that problem extends beyond the district.
In other news, the murders were almost 3 years ago. A woman and her adult son each shot many times in their home in a quiet Aldi neighborhood. Today brought opening statements in the trial of the man accused of pulling the trigger.
Brian Welsh is charged in the murders of Mala Manwani and her grown son Rishi. Loudoun County prosecutors told jurors Rishi Manwani was a flawed man selling drugs out of the basement of the family home. They say Brian Welsh was financially desperate, just been fired, and saw Rishi Manwani with $3,000 in his wallet. They say he shot him and took the money. The defense says Welsh didn't shoot either Manwani. They say the bullets from the victims don't match Welsh's gun. In their words, the evidence is not there. In Leesburg, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP. Dr. Anthony Fauci is part of the White House briefing this afternoon on the coronavirus plan from the new Biden administration. We'll have more details on what he has to say as we go through the hour. 407.
The following is a paid commercial message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbidge of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. This week, we remember and celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a civil rights leader. Last year, during a summer of racial tension in our country, we were forced once again to face the evil of racism and reflect on its tragic impact on our communities. We have much work to do, and it will take a commitment from all of us. One of the lights on the path of racial justice is Dr. King's call for us to work peacefully and diligently for cultural, social, and governmental change. These efforts remain essential to our Christian work and witness in the world. Working together to eradicate racism with the help of God